Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Zoe Cunardis from Radio Adelaide updates us on the fires and tells us about some dodgy money grants from MPs to sports clubs, as well as a government review of the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
First off, we should probably just check in on how everything is going re the fires.
Yeah, I just walked in from a rainy morning here in Adelaide anyway. The weather seems to be cooling down a little bit. We did see some lots of storms last week in New South Wales, hailstorms actually. It was really bizarre. If you kind of look it up, you'll see lots of different photos of Australia in January, and it'll be raining and there'll be fire, smoke, and then there'll be giant hailstorms. So it's a really bizarre moment, but in terms of the bushfires, things are calming down massively, especially since the start of the year and end of last year, which is really good news. And people are beginning to be able to rebuild, but there's still a massive push to help support these communities. Still lots of bushfire aid fundraisers going around, and a lot of people putting in a lot of good work, because it doesn't really end here with a lot of these communities. They still have to rebuild. They still need people going to these towns in order to be able to financially stay afloat. We still have 2 months left to go of this more than that.
Yes.
Of the bushfire season. I kind of always just say it feels like the whole country is gritting their teeth, hoping that it doesn't get any worse.
Well, and that's, what you're saying, it doesn't end here. Has there even been a chance to kind of assess the scale of the damage yet? Not really.
No, probably not really. We do know a lot of facts in terms of the animals that we've lost, but in terms of the damage that's been done, it's sort of hard to tell at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right, that sounds incredibly bizarre, the hailstorms and then the smoke and fire. That's possibly a definition for climate change, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's quite striking because they're both in front of Parliament House in Canberra, this image of an orange sky with smoke everywhere, and then a few weeks later there's an image of Parliament House covered in giant golf balls of hail. So, yeah, it's quite symbolic, really.
Mm, crazy. Okay, well, on to the topics for this week. You mentioned sports grants being made to clubs that are linked to MPs. What's this about?
Yeah, so this was a little complicated. I'm going to try and explain it as best I can. So the Deputy National Leader, Bridget McKenzie, is sort of facing calls to resign, and this is because she gave out sports grants to communities in which she was involved with, and some are alleging that the community sports teams that she gave grants to were for the better of her party in the lead up to the election. So the sports grants, it was formerly called the Sport Infrastructure Program. It was essentially set up to give money to sporting clubs that needed help with player growth. I think it was about $100 million this scheme to give out. Sporting Australia advised governments where to give these grants to, and this was all leading up to the 2019 election as well. So a very tortuous time for any party, and a time where you're hoping to get people on your side. And people are really angry because it's sort of been found that Bridget McKenzie ignored the recommendations made by Sport Australia and chose the recipients of these grants herself. Quite scandalous, because one of the sporting clubs that she did give to was a shooting range, a clay shooting range organisation, a club, which she gave a $36,000 grant to. However, she was actually a fully paying member of that sporting club as well. So it's quite complex. yesterday we saw Scott Morrison say that a full investigation will be going into these, into what Bridget McKenzie, why she gave to certain places and why she ignored the Sports Australia advice. So we heard that quite late last night. Scott Morrison announced that, which is interesting because a lot of people were saying that this was kind of going to go untouched because it's almost a loophole, really. They were just recommendations from Sport Australia. It's not that she necessarily had to follow them, but there is going to be an investigation, so we will be learning more.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is it are there actually specific or quite clear rules against what they've done?
Nothing really too specific. I mean, she never publicly announced that she was a member of the club that she gave money to.
But it doesn't look good.
No, it just really doesn't look good. It's kind of like she's moving a lot in a grey area. But there's nothing specifically, against what she's done technically.
Right. And the significance with the shooting club, though, because there's, I mean, we are having, I guess, in this country, some discussions around guns, I suppose. We did a big ban of certain types of guns last year, and that's kind of still going through and still getting figured out. But I know in Australia that there was also a similar sort of getting rid of certain types of guns, particularly after a shooting. I'm just wondering if there was any kind of political link in that sense to perhaps, like you say, this was maybe an attempt to shore up votes for an election. Is there anything to do with gun lobbying here?
I'm not sure. I think this, so it is a sport. It's the clay shooting for pigeons and clay pigeons, sorry. I'm not really sure if there is that link between the two there. I think Australia is pretty steadfast in our anti-gun laws. And, there isn't as much talk here in terms of tightening any of those, because when we did get rid of all of our guns, it was very thorough and the whole population did seem quite on board.
Mm.
So I don't think there is much of a line, but who knows what this investigation will show.
Yeah, okay, well, we should keep an ear out for that. But on to the next topic. So the National Disability Insurance Scheme Review, and that's happening now, or that has happened?
It has happened. It was commissioned to happen in May 2019 over the scheme, and it has come, the review has finished, and it has been revealed that the scheme itself is quite plagued with a lot of really bad situations for, some of the country's most vulnerable people. Really long waiting lists, really insignificant funding. For example, the NDIS funding from that was taken to assist bushfires. And in no way am I saying that the government shouldn't be helping assist bushfires, but I think we could all probably say that we shouldn't be taking it from the National Disability Insurance Scheme. So this review comes at a very interesting time in terms of that, seeing the money being taken out. The reports are coming out are pretty awful, and we're seeing that people with mental health are really struggling to be able to access this scheme and be able to use it and get help from that for a plethora of reasons. We kind of knew it was underfunded, we knew it was understaffed, we knew it needed to be better. And this review, I think, really highlights that.
Mm.
But we haven't heard much from the government yet in terms of how they aim to fix it.
Okay, so because there were some recommendations from the review, right?
Yeah, there were 29 recommendations that included, more flexibility for funds, and putting in place a participant service guarantee to ensure that, these kind of basic standards that are needed are met. So we often see recommendations being made after reviews for anything, or if it's a royal commission, there's often recommendations. And it's just really interesting to see how the federal government, how it will respond to this report.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to hearing about that as well. Thank you so much, Zoe, for speaking with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
That was indeed Zoe from Radio Adelaide, and somebody's just texted in correcting my obviously not scientific definition of climate change. Someone's saying, I would say the hailstorms in Australia are more from the large fires creating their own weather system rather than being indicative of climate change. Just like when a large volcano erupts, it forms lightning storms and hail in the immediate vicinity. It's the copious amounts of heat and smoke, not climate change. I absolutely agree. All I meant is that obviously there is some very, very extreme events happening, and they're all related in that sense.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.